أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Today, day number 13 of the blessed month of Ramadan, and as we continue in our journey through traditions, through the sayings of the Prophet Muhammad, may God's peace and blessings be upon him and his family and his noble successors, on the importance of the Quran, and for us to reconnect to the verses of Allah within the Quran, we focus our eyes on a tradition from the noble Prophet, in which he gives us some guidance on the minimal of the Quran that we should recite on a day-to-day. And obviously, when we look at the month of Ramadan, when we realize that this month is the month in which the Quran has been revealed to humanity through the Prophet, through the angel Gabriel, we try not to limit ourselves to, you know, 1 or 2 or 5 or 10 pages of the Quran, but rather we try our best to recite as much as possible and to not only read, but also to reflect, to think about the contents. But in this area of understanding and discussion, we see that the Prophet has given us a tradition where he gives us different groups of individuals and what we are considered as being in the sight of Allah, depending on how much of the Quran that we recite on a day-to-day basis. And in this tradition from the noble Prophet, he states the following. One who recites 10 verses, ayat of the Quran, every night will not be counted amongst the negligent ones, the ghafilin. And one who recites 50 verses, ayat, will be written as those who remember Allah, the dhakirin. And one who recites 100 verses, ayat, will be written down as the obedient and worshipper of Allah, the qanitin. In this beautiful tradition, we see that the noble messenger of Allah has given us 3 recommendations to recite, 3 levels of recitation of the Quran, where he talks about one who recites at least 10 verses, one who recites 50 verses, and one who recites 100 verses. Now, definitely we understand and appreciate the fact that many of us have full-time jobs, we have careers, we're busy with family, with errands, with shopping, with many other things that we do on a day-to-day basis just to keep alive and to fulfill our obligations. But at the same time, we have to realize that we have to give attention to the Quran. We have to pay attention to reading the verses. And again, not simply just going through the verses and reading the text and moving on with life, but again to recite and to think about them and to reflect on the content, because it's not always about the quantity of what we do within the religion, but rather the quality behind each and every one of those actions. But here in this beautiful tradition for today, in this blessed month of Ramadan, the Prophet shows us 3 different levels that we should seek to attain. And obviously even greater than this would be, you know, reciting much more of the Quran and, you know, gaining much more level of closeness to Allah and understanding of His noble book. In the tradition, we see that the Prophet says that one who recites a minimal of 10 verses would not be considered of the ghafilin, those who have entered into a state of heedlessness or neglect of their Creator. So minimally, we should try to recite 10 verses a day, other than what we recite in the Salat, in our daily prayers. The Prophet then tells us to recite 50 verses would be putting us within the category of the dhakirin, or those who remember Allah, who frequently remember Allah. And you know, 50 verses is not a lot. In most modern printed versions of the Quran, this is only about 2 or 3 pages. And for one, who wants to devote that 10 or 15 minutes, it's not a lot of time in the day. It's not a lot of time that you take out of the day, rather, to recite 50 verses of the Quran. All of us, I'm sure, have the applications on our smartphone and our tablets and our computers of the Quran. So it's not even a challenge to have to go and find a printed version. Literally, we have the Quran in the palm of our hands, many of us, if not all of us. And so we should make the best use of the time and of this technology within our grasp. And last but not least is where the Prophet says if you recite minimal of 100 verses, which again will not take much time, but the rewards are outstanding, he says that you would be counted amongst the people who are the qanitin, those who are devout, who are sincerely devoted to Allah in worship and in submission and in prayer. And so in this blessed month of Ramadan, where we know that the recitation of one verse equals the recitation of the entire Quran in any other time of the year, Let us make the most of the days and nights in the recitation and the reflection and contemplation on the Quran, and seek to do even better than the 100 verses that we have been recommended to perform. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.